Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A Senate panel is hearing from FBI Director Christopher Wray this morning. It's the Judiciary Committee's annual FBI oversight hearing, and among other things, Wray is urging reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act due to expire at month's end.
Committee Chairman Senator Dick Durbin plans to seek more information on everything from the FBI's handling of FISA warrants to border security and children's online safety. This year's hearing may include strong political overtones. There's growing concern among Republicans. The FBI has become a tool in the Democrats' arsenal to attack President Biden's political adversaries, most notably former President Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
The Senate preparing to take up President Biden's request for more military aid for Israel and Ukraine. A test vote expected tomorrow in the upper house of Congress. After warning Palestinian civilians to evacuate nearly two dozen neighborhoods, Israel's military has launched an aerial assault on Hamas operations in the southern Gaza city of Khan Yunis. President Biden's poll numbers remain weak at best.
According to the Real Clear Politics average of polls, 40% of Americans approve of Joe Biden's job performance, while nearly 56% disapprove. Recent public opinion surveys continue to show low approval ratings fueled by unhappiness over the president's handling of the economy. With only 40% approval, Mr. Biden trails Donald Trump, Barack Obama, and George W. Bush at the same point in their first term in office. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A police standoff at a house in a Washington, D.C. suburb yesterday ended with a fiery explosion. It was felt for blocks around. The home in Arlington, Virginia was engulfed in a massive fireball and a shower of debris. On Wall Street, the Dow down 70 points, NASDAQ up 91. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a business owner in need of financing? Then you need Swish Funding, the better way to get the funding you need. Our simple application process takes just minutes, with funding as soon as one business day. At Swish Funding, we focus on your business cash flow, not your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with funding from $5,000 to $5 million. If you've been in business for 1 year and have monthly revenue of at least $25,000, you could get the affordable funding you need with no collateral at swishradio.com. That's S-W-I-S-H radio.com.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit, 800-858-1199. That's 800-858-1199.
This is your KMZQ News Flash. People on the move are making Las Vegas a top destination in the country. No surprise, people from L.A., they're leading the way here into Southern Nevada. Redfin, the online real estate brokerage firm, reports the Vegas Valley is second in the nation behind Sacramento, California, for people that are relocating from other states. Southern Nevada added 4,000 folks in October, just ahead of Orlando, Florida, and Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Redfin officials say high mortgage rates and home prices are driving people away from the coast to the Sun Belt, with Las Vegas as the top destination. Although locals might not think so, Las Vegas real estate looks affordable in comparison to places like L.A. or San Jose. Las Vegas has lassoed the National Finals Rodeo. It's staying here in Southern Nevada through at least 2035. That new deal with the Professional Rodeo Cowboys Association extends that agreement that would have expired in 2025. This year's rodeo, it gets underway Thursday and runs through December 16th over at the Thomas & Mack. The NFR has sold out 360 straight performances, bringing together the top 15 performers in categories that include bareback riding, steer wrestling, team roping, as well as bull riding. Last year's NFR had an attendance of 173,350 for the 10 days of competition. They are always sold out. Work on the high-speed rail between Las Vegas and Southern California might be close to actually getting underway. A fence with Brightline West advertising on it has been put up along a small portion of the 110 acres where the planned Las Vegas station will be built. That's along South Las Vegas Boulevard between Warm Springs and Blue Diamond. The 218-mile rail line would get passengers from Las Vegas and to downtown L.A. in about 2 hours and 40 minutes. Take AM670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
When was your last trip to the dentist? Has it been a few years? 5 years? More? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For years, I went without dental care, and then I found Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry. Dr. Joe and his caring staff converted me from a scared, high-anxiety patient to one that breezes through exams. Whether it's been years since your last dental visit, or if you just haven't found a good dentist in Vegas yet, I hope you'll do what I did. Call True Dentistry, 702-434-4800. The number again, 702-434-4800. Right now, True Dentistry is offering a free smile simulation to all new patients. A $150 value, absolutely free. Be sure to use your annual insurance benefits before the end of the year. True Dentistry has two convenient Valley locations in the Southwest and in Summerlin. Call 702-434-4800. That's 434-4800. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
KMCQ On Time Traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
Still seeing big delays through the downtown Las Vegas area. In fact, the braking on 95 southbound starts before the Spaghetti Bowl right around Rancho, all the way through the interchange and to the Charleston curve where the accident happened well over an hour ago. 95 southbound near Charleston, still backed up through the downtown Las Vegas area. Doesn't look any better on the other side of the same freeway in the same area. Yeah, another accident, 95 northbound at Charleston or near Boulder Highway, still being cleared away. And that has you backed up off and on toward Flamingo on 95 northbound. On the east side streets, an accident. Make that the west side streets, an accident at Durango and Patrick Lane. Should be a beautiful day in the valley. Clear, sunny skies and cool temperatures that won't quite hit 70 degrees this afternoon. 52, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Gather around. The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway, America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him.
Check it out.
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots in all the idiot villages in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one. Time is running out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number three, live and local. We got a busy hour for you. Sam Peters, you'll hear from him. He's the U.S. Air Force Major and Bronze Star recipient, former Republican candidate for Congress in CD4. Fascinating guy, and I think you'll enjoy his comments. Time now to visit with a good friend and a guy that is smart as a whip when it comes to public policy. He is John Zarpalis. He is the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI, and he joins us. John, it's been a while. How you been?
Life is good. Beautiful day here in the valley.
Another gorgeous day in the valley, by the way. The temperature's reaching up towards 70. It's so fun while everybody else is freezing around the country. You were a part of this major event on Friday, the ranked choice voting event. First of all, your impressions of what you saw there, and a lot of people still don't understand it.
That's for sure. Every time I explain it, I confuse myself. Ranked choice voting event Friday, and actually there's a ranked choice voting event today. The Nevada Republican Club has their luncheon today, their monthly luncheon. I am the speaker on ranked choice voting. I believe I go on at 11:45. I don't know if there's tickets left, but you could quick check it out. The Friday event was huge, good turnout. Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony spoke. Along with, we partnered with seven other groups, national groups, ranging from America First Policy, which is a not-for-profit think tank that does national work that was founded by President Trump, Heritage Action, Save Our States, lots of groups, lots of talk about how confusing ranked choice voting is, how it doesn't make sense, and where it's tried. It's been, well, I would say a failure. I think the simple thing to say about ranked choice voting is this is the method that San Francisco uses for its municipal elections and has used for over 20 years. How's it going?
Let me ask you, though, the ranked choice voting that they're promoting, where is the support coming from? Is it a purely Democratic thing? Is it a George Soros-backed effort? Who's behind this effort for ranked choice voting? Because it doesn't make much sense.
Right. You hit on it when you said Soros. So ranked choice voting, actually, both the Democrat Party and the Republican Party is opposed to it. This is coming from a progressive, people who think they're good government lefties who are promoting this and who are funding it. $22.7 million was raised for the previous election in 2022 for promoting it and passing it, and $20 million of it came out of eastern states, came out of the Boston area, Connecticut, New Hampshire. Soros' groups were part of them, along with some other good government progressives. They think this is going, they'll claim it's going to make the people elected more moderate. They claim that this is going to inspire more people to vote, although nothing that they claim, are there any real numbers to back it up? We've tried researching it, and we found slight decreases in turnout. It's not widespread enough to really know what the numbers are. However, ranked choice voting was a movement around the turn of the century, and I mean the 1900s. And everywhere that it was passed, it was eliminated within 20 years because it just didn't work and it's so confusing.
Explain where we are legislatively and what is on the line, what's going to be on the line relative to ranked choice voting soon.
So ranked choice voting will be on our ballot again. It was put on our ballot in 2022 as a constitutional amendment. Therefore, well, there's a couple ways to pass a constitutional amendment. In this case, it has to go before the voters of Nevada two times. So it passed in 2022. It'll be back on in 2024 as question number three again. And it's two parts, which is also confusing. It talks about open primaries, and then it talks about the actual election, the general election, happening under ranked choice voting. So if it passes in 2024, it will be part of our Constitution, and then we will be conducting our elections in 2026 for our congressional races, U.S. congressional races, our statewide candidates, our governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, et cetera, and our state legislature. It does not change how you vote for president, because that's under federal law, and it does not change how you would vote in county or local elections, because those also are a separate jurisdiction. They're not the state constitution. Those are mandated by local election laws. So Governor Lombardo, if this passes, will be up for re-election using ranked choice voting. And it's terribly hard to predict who will win. It eliminates plurality, and you have to have a majority, but usually don't get to a majority, because this is going to have five candidates running in the general election. And those five candidates, it's going to split the vote up. It's hard to get a 50%. So then you go to round two, round three, round four, and those different rounds, you vote all the rounds on election day or when you vote. So you don't know who's dropped off in rounds, who's left in the round. And if there's five candidates, I guarantee there's going to be two or three that you wouldn't vote for on your most horrible day. So it's just crazy.
So explain to me, explain, are we going to know on election night who won or lost in some of these races? Or is this, why are you laughing?
Because there's no way you could count this that quickly. Let me explain it a little further. First of all, it's going to heavily rely on computers and algorithms to do the count because it's complicated. That's number one. Number two, on a race such as a congressional race that has overlapping counties, you're going to have to wait for the count to come in from each county in round one, and if there's no clear-cut winner in round one, the count for round two has to happen after the round one counts all come in, because you have to drop off the lowest candidate and then look at their ballots for the second round. But the lowest candidate in Clark County, I guarantee you, is going to be different than the lowest candidate in Nye County. And if you've got to then coordinate those between the counties and then start the next round count. And everywhere that this is happening, it's taking usually 3 weeks, 4 weeks to determine the winner. So, no.
Okay. So we know that there is organized support for this ranked yes. choice voting. What about in opposition? Is there any organized effort in opposition? And are they going to have the money to go up on radio and TV and make their case?
Well, Nevada Policy is leading the charge, and we're trying to pull together a coalition. We've talked with Republican Party. They're going to be working actively in this area. We've reached out to the Democrat Party, and we finally got some feelers back, but we haven't sat down to see where they're at or what's happening. But there has not been an organized push against this in 2022. The left is way ahead of us. And one of the things they did that was very smart is they sent out lobbyists, basically, to call out all the different trade associations and sold it to different trade associations on that this is going to elect more moderate candidates. You're going to elect weaker candidates, not moderates, because as the rounds go on, it is possible to elect oddballs. I don't know if you remember the election in California where it was down to three and Gray Davis got elected and nobody thought he would be elected. It was done under this type of system. So it's going to be very hard for a party to control it or people of a conservative group, et cetera. It's going to be hard to know where this goes and how it works out. So you asked about, are we building people to push back? Yes, there are different PACs that are lining up, but as usual, we don't have one well-organized big group. Nevada Policy's out here on the moment doing a speaking tour. We were Friday, Ahern, we're at the Nevada Republican Club today. We will be speaking all over the state. We've already done about 20 presentations, mostly to Republican clubs, but we are available, by the way. If anyone would like to get a hold of us, info@npri.org. Drop us an email. We would love to come out and do a nonpartisan discussion of this with your Rotary Club, your Elks Club, whatever. We are available. We're going all over the state. I got a big road trip through the winter, which I'm not looking forward to Ely and Elko and Winnemucca to talk about this. But we got to get the word out. So number one, it's educating.
Indeed. John Zarpalos joining us, the president of NPRI. I love your organization, and you know that because I've expressed it to you many, many times. You do a lot of great things. This is one of them. The ranked choice voting, I think, is a major, major effort on the part of NPRI. But something else that you do, and you've done it for a number of years, and that is transparentnevada.com. Can you explain what it is and why it is?
And why it's so important. Absolutely. Transparent Nevada was built way back in 2008, and in it, we have every public employee's compensation records, their salaries and their pension benefits, from everyone from 2008 up to, and we are current with 2022. We can't start adding 2023 till about April of 2024 because they've got to collect the data within each locale. But open records is a constant struggle between government and the citizens. And if you're in the watchdog organization, this is why we built this. We're putting it all together in one place for anybody to go to look up what's the governor get paid, what's your local county treasurer make, what are average salaries for teachers. And you can search by job title, location, city, county, higher ed, K through 12, or names, and find out what they're being paid so that we can keep salaries within a reasonable check and balance of each other within the state. And, I mean, it's in the news right now how Lyon County has not been cooperating and providing salary data from the Lyon County School District when requested. I mean, that's just absurd. Why can't you tell the world what people are being paid? It's essential to an open and free democracy that we have these records. And so we've made it easy on salary records so that people can find them quickly. So transparentnevada.com and play with it. We have 445,000 unique users here in Nevada. Let's remember that 10% of the state is 330,000, so we have more than 10% of the state using this database on a regular basis. And that's just one of the many services we provide so that there's a good foundation for simple things like open records.
One of the things you do is on Friday you send out an email on various stories that you and your staff are covering. One of them just absolutely drives me nuts because it keeps happening again and again and again and again, and that is the separation of powers. You've got the latest case, a North Las Vegas councilman. Can you talk a little bit about that story that you folks cover and others have talked about? It keeps happening, though. For some reason, these people don't understand the Constitution.
They do not understand the Constitution. You're right. It does keep happening. We've been in this fight for over 11 years. We've had lawsuits on this. We're in our third lawsuit. The first two failed. But we are very hopeful that 2024 is the year we get a ruling. We have gone through the district court up to the Nevada Supreme Court. We're granted something called standing. In other words, the right to sue on the subject. The Nevada Supreme Court said, yes, Nevada Policy Research Institute is a bona fide watchdog group, and therefore, on behalf of the taxpayers, they may sue on this issue. So then we had to go back to the district court. We lost in the district court with a ruling that made no sense to us. And then they changed the strategy, the left, and they broken up the defendants because there's defendants at different levels in government. We are suing anyone that works at any level of Nevada government. We are suing those that are employed by the state, those that are actually working in the governor, it's not in our governor's office, thank gosh, but previously. But so they're in the state legislature or they're on a city council and they're working for that government in some shape or form. So we're suing teachers in the public school system. We're suing people in higher ed. We're suing people that work on the state level.
It's incredible.
What they've done is they've broken go ahead, Kevin.
No, go ahead.
So they've broken the defendants into different classes, saying, well, teachers are working for Clark County Schools. They're not working in the state government, but if in the legislature, they're not recusing themselves when they vote on the state school budget, which then ends up being part of their compensation. So how does this not be, how is this not a conflict? But they're trying to break it up so that the court can then rule, well, teachers, because they rule on the budget, they're not exempt, or, you know, they are under separation of powers, but someone who works in the marketing department of UNLV isn't. Well, that's how they're trying to beat this. So we filed our briefs, they filed their counters, and we are absolutely sitting on the edge of our seat waiting for the final hearing date before the Nevada Supreme Court. And we assume that is going to happen in early 2024. And maybe, maybe we finally get this done.
It can't be a moment too soon. John Zarpolis, it's always good having you on. Thanks so much for all that you do and for your friendship. If I don't talk to you before then, have a Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, and here's to a great 2024. It's going to be here before you know it. Thanks so much, my friend. You have a great holiday.
Thank you, Kevin. You take care.
There you go, John Zarpolis, the president of Nevada Policy Research Institute, better known as NPRI. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show. We'll be on the eve of the fourth Republican debate down in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Who's going to be on the stage, and does it at all matter when it comes to figuring out who might be number two behind Trump?
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Hi, my name is Amanda Sandoval, and this is my 5-year-old daughter, Mariana.
Today, Mariana enjoys school, but it wasn't always that way. She was born with a disorder, and when she started at her local public school, there was little hope that she'd be able to succeed. Fortunately, her parents were able to choose a different school that offered her exactly what she needed to thrive.
For any family, the most powerful thing is having choice. You're putting your kids in a program that's going to turn them into adults, and you want your kids to be the best adults they can be because they're our future. And I think that every family should have that choice.
Unfortunately, most Nevada families don't have that choice. Education policy should focus less on budgets and politics and more on expanding opportunity for students.
Every child should have an opportunity at the best education that they can get.
Learn more about how educational freedom can help Nevada students by visiting nevadapolicy.org. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show,
brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
I'm Ron Quince, better known as Ron Q, and I'm running for Congressional District 1. As we celebrate the holiday season, my family's favorite time of the year, let us reflect on the principles that make our nation great. This Christmas, may the spirit of unity and shared values guide us. Let's appreciate the blessings of freedom, family, and faith. United by both our similarities and our differences, let's work together to move our country ahead towards a brighter future that I know is possible. Wishing you a joyous holiday season and a prosperous new year. In the spirit of conservative values, may our country continue to thrive and uphold the principles that make it exceptional. From my family to yours, Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. I am Ron Quince, and I approve this message.
Hello, this is meine Auto. Und this is meine Key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine Key. Meine Key Car Care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing. Und options. Und meine Key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine Key with meine Key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.